All right. Now, the Bush administration has been marked by failure right this morning, failure to shepherd the country through a tough economic downturn. Now, we've had economic growth for a year, including 4.2% in the most recent quarter, the strongest economic growth in 20 years, and a million jobs created, actually 950,000 in the last 3 months. What's not to like?
Well, if you're going to compare the last 3 months to the last 3 years, there's a lot not to like. I mean, we all know the figures now. We know how many people have lost their jobs, and we know how many of those new jobs are really good jobs.
How many do you think are good jobs?
By that, you mean how many people are actually making a living wage, or how many people are actually doing better than they did, you know, prior to
your term? You tell me how many of those 950,000 new jobs in the last 3 months, how many of them are good jobs in your opinion?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, then how can you opine, Frank, that they're not good jobs?
Well, we know that most of the jobs that are being created are low wage jobs. How many of those 900 jobs
fall under that?
I don't know.
Again, I want to back up. How do we know that? I've had economists on the program, James Doty and others, who disagree with that vehemently. They say, no, these are fine jobs. Manufacturing sector increased last quarter as well. It's across the board. There are some low-wage jobs. There's some high-wage jobs. I mean, how do we know this?
Ask them how many of those jobs, what percentage of those jobs are high-wage jobs, and how many percentage of those jobs are low-wage jobs.
I don't know, but you're the one who made the assertion they're not good jobs. So you ought to know, because I think a job is a job and that it fits somewhere in the great economic kaleidoscope of America, and that you need low-wage jobs for entry-level people, and you need high-wage jobs for people who've been working for 50 years. And I think an expansion of 4.4% suggests that the spectrum of jobs is being filled.
But then you have to sort of turn around and ask the American people, are you satisfied with the economic conditions of the country? Are you satisfied with the economic direction that the country is going to? And what did the polls tell you there?
Now, I think that the right way, wrong way direction. Doug in Atlanta, WGTA. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing great, Hugh. Well, you really had him dancing, didn't you, when he talked about the how good are the jobs?
Well, you know, the average, I got sent an email during the break by a great listener in Woodland Park, Colorado, Phil. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average hourly wage of the nearly million jobs that have been created in the last 3 months is $15.64, a decent wage by any measure.
Well, and when he couldn't come up with the number there, he said, well, we'll have to let the American people decide. Well, an article in the Washington Times today said that two out of three consumer confidence indicators went up significantly between May and June. And the one that went down only went down a couple of tenths of a point or something like that. So I think that sounds like a vote to me.
It does. And it, the other thing is, it's not really, if you're going to write an editorial asserting facts, you're not asserting what you hope people will believe. You're supposed to be asserting facts. They're lying in an editorial. I'm disturbed by it. I think it's wrong for newspapers to objectively state untruths. All right, Doug, thank you. I guess we lost him there on his cell phone.